Last week on this program, we discussed the rise of big data and how companies are collecting, analyzing, and selling huge troves of your personal information, all without very much government oversight or input from you. Now, the Federal Trade Commission has launched a probe into just what those brokers of your data are up to. And joining us now with that part of the story is Emily Steele of the Financial Times. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
The term data broker seems fairly new to me. What are they exactly?
So for most consumers, this is a whole set of companies in an industry that most people have never even heard of. It's a big set of companies that largely have operated in the shadows. They have names like Axiom and Datalogix and Rapleaf and Experian. And what these companies do is basically collect and track every little bit of information about you. They track everything from religious affiliation to your political leanings. They build profiles about people based on your income, the types of postings that you make on social media, and the types of products that you buy at the grocery store.
To what end?
So a lot of these companies will use these profiles for online advertising, for targeting ads, to decide what mailers you receive in your mailbox. But there's also really large questions about what exactly these companies know about consumers and also how that information is being used. And that's really the guts of why the FTC is launching this investigation into this set of companies.
Do we know how many times a bundle of my personal information might be sold and then resold?
No. It's a part of the business that a lot of people don't know, and these companies really don't have to disclose. And in addition, there really are no current laws in the U.S. that require that data brokers maintain the privacy of individual data unless it's used for credit, employment, insurance, housing, or other similar purposes. So the extent of what information they're collecting, how it's used, and whether it's sold is something that doesn't need to be disclosed, and it's really hard to track down.
Sometimes when we buy a product, we are given this huge amount of material that we finally have to say accept or don't accept. Does that mean that some of this is being collected with our consent?
A lot of this information is collected with your consent. When you download an app and you agree to give your permission for these companies to track you, then that information can be culled together and added to your profile. Or when you sign up for a social networking site and agree to their privacy policy, a lot of times that includes a clause that the social network will share that information with third parties or outside companies. Even when you go to a drugstore and you sign up for a loyalty program and you swipe your tag every single time before you buy your products, then that drugstore is selling that data to some of these third-party companies that are culling it all together and creating this mass profile.
So they know I buy paper towels and bandages.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not sure that anybody cares, but that's a whole other matter. I guess it's some of the other things, the more obscure things, that might reveal things about me to a psychologist.
Right, to a psychologist. Or I guess what the fear really is that maybe it's fine if all of this data is used to target ads or target certain messages to you, but what if it's used to determine what sort of health insurance you receive or what sort of financial products you are likely to be a good prospect for? I was at the Wall Street Journal previously, and I had written a story about when I was there about some companies that were culling together all of this information about you, and by the time you visited the Capital One website, that profile of you had already been established, that the credit card company would only show certain offers to you on that screen. And so you could dive down and you could try to find other types of credit cards, but by the time you arrived on the site, they had already determined probably whether you are likely to have had good credit or bad credit, if you liked to travel, if you didn't like to travel, if you needed the credit card that would give you a lot of points for groceries.
Do we know what prompted this investigation from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission?
So the FTC has really been trying to put the spotlight on digital privacy issues and data brokers for a while. They just yesterday they released these new online privacy rules for children, and meanwhile, legislators and lawmakers are calling for stricter guidelines to protect people's privacy. So it's part of this kind of broader scrutiny that's building over this business.
Well, subpoenas have been issued. Does it look like the industry is going to fight the investigation?
From most of their responses, they said that they would work with the FTC and Axiom, for instance, they're one of the biggest data brokers and one of the biggest companies in this field, and said that it's had a long history of working with regulators and that they would continue to do that and hope to clarify what they call common misunderstandings about their business practices.
Didn't a recent FTC report also find that many mobile apps directed toward children collect personal information about them without making any disclosures to the children or their parents?
Exactly. Just last week, the FTC released a report that found that many mobile apps, like you said, directed toward children, collect personal information.
So they could track us our whole lives.
That's what a lot of lawmakers are really concerned about, that children today, most kids have pictures online before they're even born because their parents will post an image of their sonogram onto some social network. And so from the point before a person is born and kind of over the course of their whole lives, they're creating this profile, and there's all of these companies that are collecting itty-bitty bits of data about them with every website that they visit, every item that they buy, every trip that they take.
And there are no laws that deal with this.
There's no laws that deal with that. There's no current laws in the U.S. that deal with that right now. There are some online privacy rule protections for children, like we mentioned, and there's some legislators that have drafted, it's called the Do Not Track Kids Act, that the idea of that legislation is that it would really limit companies from collecting personal information.
Emily Steele of the Financial Times, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yep, thank you.